This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 98, too shy of 100. It's rapidly descending on us. We're going to get a telegram from the Queen episode of Sunday Supplement. It's not actually called that, it's just called episode 98.
Have you had some coffee or something? What's wrong?
I haven't had nearly enough coffee at all.
Why are you all peppy? It's quite scary.
Peppy?
Yeah, you're peppy. You're like a little cheerleader go, yeah, I haven't had coffee. I'm still going to talk about the Queen. I mean, I don't understand.
No. Pepe is that skunk that bounces around the cartoons. Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, the one who is sexually, what's the word? I want to say festooned, but that's not right.
Festooned? What do you mean?
He's basically stalked by a pussy.
Yes.
He's obviously gay, isn't he? That's the whole metaphor for that cartoon.
What?
Is that if you're gay, you always end up looking like a cat, and then a lady cat will come after you, and you have to try and tell the world. It's about coming out the closet because it's a really good message.
I can't say I ever got that out of the Pepe Le Pew cartoons.
You don't get anything, do you?
No.
This is the thing.
I don't even know what I'm about.
You're about as happy as I've ever heard you. So we've got to do something to change that.
Here's the thing, right? Just before we started recording, I had a moment of sheer ecstasy and a moment of sheer disappointment within a millisecond of each other. And it wasn't an orgasm.
Wow. Okay, so no cleanup as well. Sounds good.
Well, yeah, there's that. I went to get a drink and I thought I saw the corner of a £20 note on top of a cupboard.
Right.
But since I looked properly, it wasn't.
That is exactly like an orgasm.
Yeah. It is exactly like an orgasm. That's what happens when Simon orgasms.
You basically check yourself and find out that you're just some random bathroom junk.
Junk was the wrong word to use there.
Junk was the best word to use in that certain circumstance. Did you have your wang out when you were looking at this? Was the wang in or out?
Why would I have had my wang out?
Well, if you were masturbating at the same time, that would double the peril.
Are you suggesting I actually confused an orgasm with an orgasm?
I'm suggesting that it would be an ultimately brilliant story if you were masturbating at the same time. Therefore, the whole thing would have been a whole realm of completion. Or better still, you could actually masturbate and find a £20 note, but then ruin the said £20 note with your ejaculate.
There was no need to finish that thought. We all knew where you were going. Do you have a newspaper?
No, not really. I decided to go for the Star again.
Oh, for God's sake.
I wanted to give it another
I thought
word.
At least one of us would have a newspaper this week. I got the Express.
Oh, my God. What's the point of being alive? Oh, look, £20.
Cut out and keep, cut out and keep, cut out and keep, cut out and keep. I think I'm doing that
blankety
to the tune
blank.
Of the Supermatch game on Blankety no. Blank, yeah.
It's Blankety Blank.
Blank it's
not
what?
Blank Titty Blank, that's a different thing.
Blank Titty Blank is a crossword clue in a porno mag.
Yeah, it is actually, it's quite a good one. I was thinking it's more like the expression of somebody watching a stripper. Just like blank, blank, ooh, titties, oh, blank, blank, there you go.
Fair enough. There's loads in the Express.
Is there?
Yeah, so what have you got?
Oh, there's loads in mine as well, so you may as well go first. All right, I'll do mine.
No, I'm going to do mine. I'm doing mine.
No, I'll go. Ladies no, first, no. Sons. Okay, you can go.
Hi, and welcome to your very own page, which is packed with interesting information, fun facts, and things to do. So, did you know it's Insect Week?
Is it Insect Week?
Yeah.
Do they include centaurs among the insects?
Well, here's the thing. We've got a list of facts so we can find out. There are some 200 million insects for every human being on the planet. I'll tell you what, they're all in my house.
Are they?
Tell you that much. Flies everywhere. That might be because of the corpse under the floorboards, but that's not the point.
I thought you just meant, you know, it was your collection of trousers. Of men's trousers.
But not women's trousers.
Not women's trousers, just men's trousers. We don't have flies, we have zips.
Right.
We have the juicy stores. Okay. We don't have flies. because that would suggest... Are flies called flies, actually, because they make the noise of a fly? Have I just realised that?
A fly's called... Oh, you mean zips. Sorry, I thought you meant the flying winged creatures for a minute. I was like, a fly's called flies because they fly. What?
Oh, no, flies are called flies because they fly, Simon. But are flies that you have on your penis, not the ones for the legs...
The one in front of the penis.
Yeah, the one in front... The fly in front of the penis, which you use to unleash it when you go searching for money, right? As we've already established.
Yeah.
Is that called a fly because...
It sounds like a fly.
It sounds like a fly,
I don't
yeah.
know. It's not in my fact sheet, is it? There's not flies are called
rubbish
flies because they're named after zips.
You're cutting out and keeping a rubbish fact sheet.
No, here's a good fact. Cockroaches have teeth in their stomachs.
You believe that? No problem. Yet when I told you that spiders have eyes...
Spiders do not have eyes!
They have eyes. No. They see.
No, spiders haven't got eyes, right? There's that. No, you can't even prove that with science. Spiders do not have eyes.
They have eyes. Mm. They definitely have eyes. They also definitely have ears. Do you know how you can tell?
How can you tell spiders have ears?
Because if you make a noise, a spider runs away.
That could be the hairs on their legs sensing the vibrations.
But no, that's exactly it. They've got ears in their legs.
They don't have ears in their legs!
They
Stop
do, because
it.
if you take their legs off and they make a noise, they don't run away.
I can't fault that logic, can I?
Old jokes are the best.
Okay. I could give you a World Cup quiz, but I'm not going to. I could give you the... At the bottom, they've got a section called We've Had Enough Of... dot, dot, dot. What do you think they've had enough of this week?
Olives. They've probably had too many, and now their chops are very vinegary. They're actually like, these aren't actually worth the calories.
No. They've had enough of celebrities complaining about the paparazzi hanging around outside places like the Ivy. Don't go there if you don't want your picture taken, dummy. Yeah, don't go out if you want to be in the public eye.
Yeah, I think what they're saying is they're fed up of receiving complaints off people that they're being photographed by their paparazzi.
Possibly. So can you beat the best thing in my paper this week?
Well, I've got a couple of things. One, I've got Small Joys of the TV, which is part of Bushell on the Box.
Oh, I like Gary Bushell in a way that I hate him in every fibre of my being.
Anyway, he's got Small Joys of TV, the Adidas Star Wars ad, the Nationwide Little Britain ad, Kate Humble saying, "It'll be cold in Norfolk tomorrow, but our tits will be snuggled up nice and warm," brackets Spring Watch, which... I thought it was quite nice.
No. Can I just say I haven't seen the Adidas Star Wars ad? Have you?
Nor have I, no.
So we can't talk about that then?
No, we can't.
There's probably a Sarlacc in it with God's cock or something.
Yeah.
They probably nicked our idea.
Yeah. Well, that's how you do it. You'd be God, right? Wang in Sarlacc, pumping away.
Looking at a £20 note. Going, ooh.
Looking at a £20 note, and on his feet, trainers.
I don't think God wears trainers.
I think God wears trainers.
Next you'll be telling me spiders wear trainers.
Spiders don't wear trainers. Spiders occasionally live in trainers if you leave your trainers around long enough.
Maybe. Is that it? Is that the best thing in your paper?
No, I've got Get Connected, right? Yeah. We've got the lowdown on the biggest stories from E3. And this is about the new Sony, whatchamacallit, not Sony, Microsoft. I don't know what it is.
Xbox.
No, the Kinect. Have you heard about this?
On the Xbox?
It's basically a game without a controller.
Yeah, you wave at the telly.
And it recognises you.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not
How
really.
Amazing is that? That's proper
it's
amazing.
No different.
Don't even go there, Simon. What's even more amazing, right, is that, like, if you wanted somebody else to go on screen with you, right, and do a double play, they can just walk on, and then the screen automatically divides into two, and they can just carry on without interrupting gameplay. Now, that is amazing. But imagine what would happen if your cat came on. Your cat could start, you could train your dog to play computer games. I mean, how brilliant would that be?
I would quite like to play my cat at Tomb Raider.
Okay, why?
Yeah. I don't know, I think my cat would have been good at Tomb Raider.
Why?
Don't ask me to explain it, I don't know why. I just have this intuition that my dead cat would have been good at playing Tomb Raider. I can't help it, I'm tired, my brain's not working.
Do you dress your cat up in hot pants? Is this what this is about?
Yes, that's exactly what I did with my cat.
Did you torture your cat by making it travel down into caves for treasure?
Yeah, obviously. Doesn't everyone? I hate the Xbox. I much prefer the PS3, so you lose. I'm better in many ways.
I just think you're so wrong. I think it's one of the most exciting developments in gameplay. I've got quite a nice article about it. I mean, it's not the best ever. It's by a guy called Paul Vale, who's sort of staring up out of the page like a sort of mad rapist. But he can write quite well, and it's interesting. And yeah, I thought it wasn't a bad article about something which is genuinely interesting, which is computer games. They are brilliant. I'm not allowed any, because if I did have computer games, I wouldn't do anything else.
PS3 is still better, and the PS3.
Yeah, it's better. I know. Don't get me wrong. I love the PS3. I'm a huge fan of the PS3. Apparently, Red Dead Redemption.
Also, Heavy Rain is going to be reissued for the PlayStation Move, so even better.
Okay.
Yeah, I still think mine's better, so tough.
Yours is rubbish. At least I had Kate Humble's tits.
Dum, dum, da-da-dum, dum, 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 dum. Dom, dom. I believe that's a theme tune from Terry and June, which obviously means we're going to play Article or Farcical.
Obviously.
Obviously.
In this game, I will read out three articles from the Daily Star on Sunday, and one article where I have read out.
Blah, blah.
I mean, I'll read them all out, one I made blah, up. There we go. Blah. Anyway, it's quite simple. It's up to you and Simon blah, to decide blah, which are the articles and which is the farcical.
Blah,
this is not real.
Blah.
Are you ready, Simon?
Yes.
Okay. The first article I will read out is glasses for bus passes.
Oh, you know I'm a sucker for a rhyme. That's not fair.
I know.
Glasses for bus passes.
This is almost by Cut Out and Keep, this one, because it was amazing.
What's
right?
it about?
What they've done is they're exposing people who do bus pass fraud. If you're in London and you're over 60, you get a free bus pass. Right.
Ah, so they're saying you can get some glasses if you come in with your bus pass.
No, they are saying if you wear glasses and your bus pass has glasses on it, the bus driver doesn't look at it properly and just sees glasses and lets you on.
Brilliant.
And they've done an expose with three people, one of whom was 27 and managed to get on as an OAP.
Brilliant.
How cool is that?
Remember that. I'm going to write that down. Glasses for bus passes.
Yes.
Okay, number two.
I was too fat for the hearse.
Hang on. I was too fat for the hearse. What sort of person normally goes in a hearse? A dead person.
Exactly, that's why he lost the weight.
Hang on. He test drove his coffin.
Pretty much. He was organising his own funeral, I think, and that's the thing that scared him.
Not that he was organising his own funeral.
No, no, it's the fact that it was, because it's unseemly to be dead and dragged on a board behind a hearse.
Okay, number three.
Disgusting and boring nonsense.
Well, enough about the podcast.
Hey, and it has been this week as well. Now, this is about that film. I think it's called Connecting or something, or Connections or something like that. It's not like the computer game, but it's the one where he chains it's this mad surgeon who chains.
Oh, the human centipede.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, they're actually doing a review of that, as if it's a proper film.
Yeah.
How bizarre.
Apparently it's disgusting and boring nonsense. So there we go.
Well, yeah, all right. We can put on our quotes from now on, at least we're not the human centipede.
And finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? If you want to dress as a banana, do it.
Okay, is this about just a bad outfit on a celebrity or something?
This is about how we shouldn't care as much about our clothes as we do or something. I think it's like an interview with somebody. I think it's Lily Allen. Oh, no, it's, I don't think it's Lily Allen. I think it's Paloma Faith.
Paloma Faith?
Yes.
Who is Paloma Faith?
She sounds like
a character in a Pepe Le Pew cartoon.
No, no, she's a celebrity.
Right.
There's a picture of her with Justin Lee Collins.
Is she leaving the Ivy Club being chased by a load of express photographers?
No, she's at a fashion exhibition in May wearing a jumper.
I like jumpers. Jumpers have a bad rap.
No, your jumpers are a bad rap. You're not dressed as a banana, you're dressed as a bowl of porridge.
I think Cosby sweaters should be mandatory.
Or Bill Cosby sweaters?
Yeah.
With Bill Cosby laughing in them.
If they came with Bill Cosby in them, that would be really good.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Apparently, somebody went to see his show, and like he does like 3-hour shows, and apparently he wore his slippers throughout the entire thing, which I think is brilliant. Old man doing the best comedy on the planet and wearing slippers. Can't say fairer than that.
Brilliant.
Apparently, Paloma Faith is a singer and she's 24 years old.
Right, okay. I'm going to say that the one that you have made up for my delectation...
Well, not for your delectation, really, just to wind you up more than anything.
Number two, Too Fat for the Hearse.
Why do you think that one?
Don't know.
Okay, well, did you agree with Simon after his really good analysis of why he picks things?
I know why I picked my nose.
Why did you pick your nose?
Because it went on strike.
Right, so was I too fat for the... I'm ignoring it. So, was I was too fat for the hearse an article? When his dad died, Mark Morgan, 46, South London, vowed to shed his flab.
Okay, go on then. What is the real farcical then?
The real farcical wasn't disgusting and boring, though I was hoping you're going to pick that because you thought I'd be talking about you.
His glasses for bus passes.
Of course his glasses for bus passes.
That sounded so plausible. That's
it would have
not
been a brilliant story. It would have been in a supplement, though. That would have been on the cover. Next to sort of, you know, that angry face of Wayne Rooney going, I can't play football with this crap team. That puts us in a higher level of comedy than either of us can aspire to.
You were happy with Terry and June, not Blackadder.
I haven't seen Terry and June.
If you've never seen Terry and June?
Never.
Okay. This is the Randomizer Skyzer, where we, at random, pick out the skizing bits from our supplements. It doesn't make any sense.
No, the random bits from the supplements.
Oh, right, yeah. So at Skyzer, we pick out the random bits of us.
No. Oh, for God's sake. Anyway, Simon, what supplements do you have for me to pick from?
S.
S. Nice. Yes. Okay, what pages have I got to choose between?
1 and 60.
All right, I will go for 48. I think we've had 48 in Randomizer Skies before.
Right, this is a recipe of some description. There's a lot of jam on the page.
Nice. Is that just because you got excited or...
Stop intimating that I somehow ejaculate all over my supplements.
Is it a £20 note? Is that me? Oh.
No, it's strawberry jam. It looks really
you
yummy.
You can masturbate to a picture of the Queen on a £20 note. Who else is on the £20 note? I can't remember now.
Adam Smith.
Does he do it for you, Simon? Is it a socialist little way?
No, I only know that because I watched Only Connect this week. I got 2 5-pointers in a week on Only Connect.
You realise that the Only Connect being broadcast at the moment is a repeat.
I haven't seen them, though.
Yes, you have.
No,
you just can't
haven't.
Remember. And then you've suddenly remembered the answer to a question
no,
that you've seen before.
No. No, I haven't seen them before, and I got 2 5-pointers. I'm very happy with myself. And the first one was arc.
Arc?
Yeah.
That's all you got for the Only Connect thing?
Yeah.
It was an arc.
It said arc, and you got to say what's fourth in the connection sequence. And I said skull.
Oh, of course, because of the Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And the other 5-pointer I got was you have to name what the sequence is.
All right.
And... the 5 points was the Austrian Grand Prix circuit.
Austrian Grand Prix circuit. Oof. I don't know.
It's A1. Ta-da! They're all A1. So there we go. And that is what is on my page 48.
We should do Only Connect.
Yeah, I'd be brilliant on Only Connect.
I know, we'd just be salivating over Victoria Corrin slightly. It'd be awkward.
Salivating in that sense is probably the wrong word.
You wouldn't be able to do anything unless she's covered in money. Okay, I've got take 5. You could choose between...
Page 12. Come on, get on with it.
Okay, page 12. Fair enough. The Sunday Munch. Research by Grants found that 63% of dads would like more time to pursue their hobbies and interests.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Right, so that was hot, and this is not. Car food risk. 3/4 of a snack whilst driving is it could be making us ill, a survey by Halfords has found. Cars are full of micros linked to vomit, food poisoning and skin infection. Halfords took swabs from a typical family car and found bacteria on the doors, gear stick and steering wheel.
Oh, sod off. Sod off. Apparently you get legionnaires from windscreeper wiper fluid. Absolutely ridiculous. Sod it. I win. I had jam. I had sticky jam.
Yeah, and you did admit to your love affair with Adam Smith and his little round face. He looks a little bit like David Mitchell, actually.
It's time to flop out our humdongers, look at a £20 note and see which one grows the most. Yes, we've made Simon out to be somehow perverse and stupid all at the same time.
I don't think it's perverse to be in love with a dead man all these years, Adam Smith.
You're not even suggesting I'm in love with a dead man. You're suggesting that the picture of Adam Smith on the £20 note is somehow phallically arousing.
It's somehow confusing to you because you know that his philosophy on monetary economy is wrong, but yet you're still drawn to him. You can forgive him that. You can forgive his David Mitchell-like face. You can forgive his silly wig and the fact that he's only shown in profile. You can forgive all that, Simon. You can forgive the fact that he's violet in colour, a bit like a throbbing cock.
Is this simple chalice found in Lincoln really the Holy Grail?
No. Yay!
That's my humdogger. What's your humdogger?
So greedy, I nicked my hubby's dinner. Psychic to the stars, Sally Morgan, 58, from South London, took drastic action to tackle her morbid obesity. And this is a story which isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, because Sally Morgan is one of these people who claim to be able to speak to the dead and, more significantly, have the dead talk to them. Apparently she was very fat, she suffered a minor heart attack, she got gastric bad, and now she's a bit thinner.
Do you think somehow she'll say she predicted it?
She doesn't, actually. Oh. Weirdly, the only symptom that she had before her heart attack was a slight shortness of breath. She had her heart attack in a hospital as well. She's talking to a doctor and it says, she asked me how many eyes I had and then how many kidneys. I replied two, and then she asked me how many hearts I had. It was her way of telling me that because I only had one, it was time to start looking after it. Because that's the thing about Sally Morgan, she readily hits herself in the kidneys, gets ectoplasm in her eyes, doesn't matter, she's got other ones. But she's only got one heart. And even that's cold and brittle, looking into the eyes of strangers and telling them things that, in the science at least, she can't possibly know.
Wow, they're both pretty bad.
Mine's worse at Sally Morgan.
Yeah, maybe, but mine's about the Holy Grail. And Dan Brown wrote a book about that, and Dan Brown is possibly the worst thing on the planet. Name one thing worse than Dan Brown.
Dan Brown's books.
Damn.
Boom! Izzy wins.
Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-dum. It's the final countdown.
It's not do do
do do do do do do do. No, that's a different thing altogether with a ticking clock.
Mine's got a dictionary corner. What's yours got?
My dick's got a shiny corner.
Really? Seriously, Simon, leave your dick alone, okay?
I haven't touched it all podcast.
Adam Smith died in 1790, okay? He is gone. Right? And also, what slightly irks me about the whole thing, he's a bit sort of like, you know, plain and, yeah, I know he's a good man, but, you know, you'd want to go for Karl Marx, surely. That beard. Wow. You can lose yourself in there.
Anyway, it's time to decide who has the superior supplements this week. And do you want to have the best supplements this week?
Yes, I do. I think I do have the best supplements. So that was.
I don't think you do.
I did. I got the stuff about the computer game. I got Katie Humble's tits. I didn't masturbate over a £20 note.
Stop and intimating that that is what I did.
That's what you said you did.
No, it's not.
That is what
I
you
said.
It's exactly what you said. You said, Izzy, I'm in a good mood because just before this podcast, I spent the best £20 of my life. That is what he says, and now I'm going to frame it and show my love for capitalism. That is what he said. I think we all heard that.
So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was Izzy's paper, which is the Daily Star on Sunday.
Yay! Izzy wins.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can Twitter us on SciDone, SIGHDONE, or Izzy_Lawrence, ISZI. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can leave a message on our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can even leave us a review on iTunes if you so please.
And it would be nice to, if you could.
Yeah.
And recommend us to a friend, or an enemy, or a cat who can play computer games in hot pants. So, you have a very, very mucked up life, Simon Dunn. I wonder what's going to happen to you this week. I'm guessing the RSPCA.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Scott Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.